Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and I'm flying solo today, and for good reason. There's things I want to talk to you about. Don't need a guest. Don't want a guest today. We're going to come back on with another edition of the Doug and Dave Intel Report tomorrow. Doug is becoming quickly my go-to guy, because he has his finger on so much inside information that we can't ignore it. And we'll continue at future dates with our regular bevy of guests. But right now, we're in a critical situation here in America, and I need to devote most of our resources to that will produce the quickest results right now, right here. So I hope you understand. Today, we're going to be talking about several critical issues that I've needed to explore in more detail, things that I'm not allowed to say on social media without suffering absolute cancellation action. So we're going to get into a lot of it right here on The Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And if you're paying attention, you hope you're paying attention, the banks are in big trouble. It's not just two banks. It's more like 200 banks. And Noble Gold can get you out of this mess, protect you, and also protect you to a large extent when digital currency arrives. The first half of digital currency is arriving in July. We're going to actually cover that a little later in the program today. And the rest of it will come at the time of Biden's handler's choosing. And what that means is total loss of economic independence. And then you need to also be worried about the Dodd-Frank rule that says that the banks can save their own skin by taking your money. Yes, when you deposit the money in the bank now, according to Dodd-Frank, you are not the owner of that money. You're an unsecured creditor. So you need to get out of the system. You need to protect your retirement. You need to do a lot of things that are not, quite frankly, being done to protect the American consumer. So what do? Let me send you an information packet. Nobody will call you. Nobody will follow up. You'll have to read the material and say, this is for me. They've established, in fact, and this is what you'll say, they can protect my retirement. They can protect my bank accounts by moving money into asset diversification. And they do it really well. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for how long? For 4 years. I've been an advertiser for 5. So I put my money where my mouth is. Go to Noble Gold now. And how you get Noble Gold? DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you that free information packet. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the time for food independence is also running out. In fact, the globalists are seizing every aspect of power. They're getting all the choke points in order. And at My Patriot Supply, we're one of the few companies that's still operating independently. The federal government has bought a lot of them out. Why do they want to buy the storable food companies? Because they know what's coming. And you should too. So let us help you. We'll send you food in unmarked packages, greatly discounted rate, 2,000 calories of meals per day, great diversification so you won't get sick of eating the same thing, and they're reliable. But there'll come a day when nobody will be shipping food, and pretty soon the only food you'll have is what's inside your house. So let us help you prepare for that eventuality right now. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And we have more people that we're going to have help you. And you notice we choose sponsors based on need. And I did forget to give a disclaimer for Noble Gold that's required by the federal government. They gave no such disclaimer for FTX. They gave no such disclaimer for fraudulent banking practices at SBV Bank. But they make me say this, and it's okay because Noble Gold's above board. All investments carry an inherent risk, and past performance is no guarantee of future performance. By the way, I want to say gold was the number one investment last year in America. The S&P, down 25%. Bitcoin, 60% failure. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are the two sponsors for the first part of this show. I will be very, very happy to ever speak with any of you who want more information on this. But let's get down to brass tacks here today. Let's talk about what we seriously need to worry about. Anybody who's following what's going on right now understands that Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin met for a prolonged period of time inside of Russia. One thing, just one notable takeaway, though, China established its top dog position. Now, they're basically saying this is what life's going to be like under Chinese rule as we bring in the world order. They avoided the use of the word new, but we all know what they meant. Xi Jinping meant the new world order. We're going to be the policemen and we're going to usher it in. That says to Russia in their own backyard, hey, we're in charge. You're lucky we're here. And in a sense, they are lucky. Russia is very lucky that China is involved. The sanctions issued by the Biden administration have been woefully, how do I say this tactfully? Because this is a family show. China is in control. Russia is a subset. The sanctions coming out of Biden did nothing. And that's because Russia has a safety valve. It's called the Chinese economy. And also, too, another thing that really bothers me here, too, and I want to reiterate this for public consumption. There have been two attempts at ceasefire with Ukraine and Russia, and Biden has interfered in both. He is determined on behalf of his World Economic Forum benefactors and Klaus Schwab in charge to bring about a nuclear war. My conclusion doesn't have to be yours, but my conclusion is this is the globalist desire to reduce the population. Nuclear war at any cost. And they're building it up, and they don't even care how it plays out. Right now, you've got two competing sides in this controversy. Number one, you have the digital crowd, the precursor to the mark of the beast. The Fed payment opportunity that's coming in July is the first half of it. CBDC, central bank digital currency, is the second half of this. And that's where you get the mark of the beast concept. You shall not buy or sell without it. And I think it's really important, folks, that we take a look at what's happening in our country right now, because we are going down the economic tubes and it's all by design. That's right. Biden was put into place to destroy America. And if you say, Dave, that's really an extreme statement. Can you prove it? Have I been in the meetings? No. But can't you infer intentions by continual actions and consequences? Can you name me even one thing that Biden has done to help the American people? Can you just one? I ask you, just name one thing Biden has done. He said, we're going to go to clean burning fuel, but we'll have transition period. His transition period was one day because on the first day in office, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. His intention is to destroy America. Did you see Mike Adams had a great article on his site? I believe it was written by the gifted writer Ethan Huff. Let's review a couple of these findings that Ethan talked about in an article he recently wrote for News Target Natural News. He talked about a group called the Environmental Working Group, the EWG, and he talked about damage to the food supply, and the EWG identified the top farm products that are contaminated. Here are the worst offenders: strawberries, spinach, kale, peaches, pears, nectarines, apples, grapes, bells and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans. Nobody, have you noticed there how many of the foods there that people eat for things like diabetes, anti-cancer diets that are on here? You think this is an accident? But anyway, they talk about the poisonous pesticides. Well, I've got something to add to this that Ethan would have had to written a separate article to cover this, but it's nonetheless very, very accurate. When the East Palestine situation happened, and you had this plume of pollution go into the air, and it gets caught on the winds. Well, guess where it ends up? It ends up in climatic weather patterns. And if anybody wanted to check, I can already tell you what they would find. Let me dial back in time, shall we, to the Gulf oil spill. And people often ask me, Dave, I didn't hear about you much until the Gulf oil spill. We were busy fighting local issues. I was trying to save my property from John McCain and so forth. But that was probably the one thing that got me on the map. I mean, the late Jim Mars and books he wrote, he used to cite me on this. And I really dived into this for about a year. And here's what I found. And stay with me here. I'm not going to so much go into the corruption, but on the environmental net effect on the food supply. And I'm telling you, it's here because of the Obama administration. I have come to believe that East Palestine was a false flag attack. And as I unfold these facts from the past in comparing what's happening now to what happened with the Gulf oil spill, you'll see the pattern. And I think you'll come to see very quickly why I believe this was a false flag attack. Okay, when the Deepwater Horizon oil rig went down, they had big controversy on how to treat it. The Environmental Protection Agency says you will not use Corexit. Corexit doesn't even break up the oil. It simply pushes the oil down into the water column, and all that happens is everything else is destroyed and algae is produced. Oh, that's when algae emerged as a biofuel. Did you know that? Just an interesting byproduct. So let's continue on with this. Corexit has very, very harmful side effects for human and fish and so forth. And so the EPA said you may not use Corexit. Corexit was banned in 19 nations. However, President Obama at the time, he had almost all his investments in what they called Vanguard 1, Vanguard 2. Oh, and they're connected to BlackRock and State Street, and the ESG ratings that have become so controversial. So this shall not surprise you once you realize that's the fact. So here's what they did. They had Obama in these Corexit stocks and investments. And Obama said, screw you, EPA. We're going to go ahead and put this out anyway, and the effects were devastating. I used to talk to some residents at Plaquemines Parish, which is a peninsula coming jutting off of Louisiana, where they did heavy, heavy spraying. The kids all developed things like asthma, chest pains, rashes, sleep insomnia. They were the most vulnerable compared to the adults, and they had a deal where at the local elementary school on Plaquemines Parish, they estimated 80 to 90% of the kids were sick from the toxic effects of Corexit. But nonetheless, folks, it stayed in use. Then what they found is research followed up, and you won't see this research today from East Palestine. There's too many guilty parties to be exposed. But they found that the Corexit sprayed along the coast and in the Gulf was ending up as toxic residue on crops. And now you're thinking, OMG, you've got to be kidding. No, I'm very serious. And so obviously there was a pollutant carcinogenic effect on the population. Now, the Deepwater Horizon in the spring took place 12 and 13 years ago. And as a consequence now, we still haven't seen enough data to form a cohesive cohort of cancer clusters. And the only reason that we haven't is because nobody's looking. But they found crops that were tainted with Corexit in Memphis, in North Carolina, and even up further up the East Coast. Absolutely horrific. They created dead zones for mammals in the ocean. And it was absolutely horrendous as dolphins were beaching themselves, and it was just a terrible, terrible situation. The people were all sick. In fact, there was one researcher, and her name jumps out of my head, but she was extensively speaking out in the media when this event was going on. And I'll quote her. She said, the Corexit's in the air. It's in the water. It's in the food that we eat. And this is the other thing that people aren't talking about with East Palestine, is that these toxic effects are out there in the system. They're being transported by two rivers downstream, the Ohio River and the Mississippi River. And of course, this residue is landing on crops. And you're saying, oh my goodness. See, this would be a good follow-up for the people at the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, that did this study about how pesticides are affecting these healthy foods. Absolutely incredible what's going on here with our food supply, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I do not think that this is unintentional. If it was unintentional, you wouldn't have had the following happen. You had people showing up on individuals' properties both rural and urban, in the East Palestine area. And there was a group called SeaTac. And SeaTac was commissioned by the railroad, Norfolk Southern, to go around and say, okay, we want to test your water. We want to test your soil. We'd like to take a look at you. And the people said, okay, but first you have to sign this form. This form is an indemnity immunization agreement saying that whatever we find, you can't sue Norfolk Southern. Okay, now you're saying, all right, Dave, that's not the federal government, though. But accompanying these people as they walked on private land uninvited were members of the EPA. And the EPA reportedly and repeatedly from people who encountered this group said, this is a good deal. You should sign. You want to be safe, don't you? Don't you want to know what you're dealing with? This is a small price to pay to get peace of mind for knowing what you're dealing with. The EPA, under Biden, was encouraging people to give up their rights to sue against the group that caused this horrific, catastrophic environmental damage to this area, and really now to the whole region. And, of course, if Biden gave a damn, if Buttigieg would have gave a damn, they would have immediately been on the scene offering hope for the people. Hell, even Obama walked the beaches in Louisiana 2 weeks after the spill. But you got no such pretense here. Buttigieg went, nothing happened. Nothing. And he delayed going for 2 weeks. Then you had Biden, who totally ignored what was going on. And to add insult to injury, not only would he not go and support these people and demand federal testing free of charge and without condition, he refused to send them disaster money. He said, there's no problem. And then on that same day, he secretly flies to Ukraine and gives away U.S. taxpayer money for Ukrainian pensions. Oh, they need a little spending money. Yeah, how about the people in East Palestine, Joe, who need a little cancer treatment money? How about that one, Joe? So when you add all these factors up and you look at what was Joe Biden in 2010 when the Deepwater Horizon did its thing? He was the vice president. He, too, is a Vanguard investor. Oh, my goodness. See, what's missing here, and there's so much to cover right now, I don't know if I'm going to have time to put my mind to it. But wouldn't you like to know if Biden has any kind of financial connection to Norfolk Southern, the toxic chemicals they were carrying? Isn't that just incredible? And now, also, what do we see around the country now? Things are happening in clusters. How many derailments have we had? Exactly. Does this sound normal to you? And in each case, the federal government basically has a hands-off approach. And no harm, no foul. You guys can deal with it. We're all resilient. No problem. And you got to be scratching your head right now and just saying, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Well, I can tell you what's wrong with him. This is why I believe this is a false flag. He was put into place to destroy America because America has to be removed. And for what reason? To usher in the New World Order. And when China was in Russia, Xi Jinping said, you know, the world is getting a look at what we will do when we bring in the New Order. And I'll just say he left out one word. Maybe it was the Chinese translation. But what he meant to say, I'm sure, was the New World Order. Is the light going on for anybody yet? Do you see what's happening here? I have said since day one, Biden hates America. He hates Americans. He's on the side of anything that will cause us misery and suffering. And of course, he still will take care of his donors. Let's just look at the SVB bank situation. What the word come down from Janet Yellen when she said on behalf of Biden, I'm handling everything now. And Jean-Pierre said, if you want to know about this at the press conferences, you're going to have to talk to Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department. We've passed it on to her. Interesting, isn't it? Even the president wouldn't speak on this bank failure. So Janet Yellen came out and she initially said, I'm sorry, we can't cover very many of these deposits. They exceed the $250,000 maximum threshold for insurance. And there's other concerns that we have until they found out who these people were. Over half of the Green Cult climate technology people were invested in SVB Bank. That's number one. Number two, a good number of them were highfalutin Democratic donors. Then all of a sudden it turned to, well, we'll stand by our pledge to help people whose banks fail through no fault of their own. That was Janet Yellen in her very gruff, mousy little voice. She said that we're going to reverse position and take care of these people. But then she also added an addendum, and this should get your attention. America can't expect us to bail out all future bank failures and account holders. They just told you right there, they're going to screw you. And I want to go one step further with this, because it all fits together. I'm giving you different pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, a little bit here, a little bit over there, and eventually here it all comes together and forms the cohesive picture. But what they're also saying is this. We're going to spend America into oblivion. We're going to hyperinflate the dollar. We're not going to pressure nations to stay in the petrodollar complex where they have to buy the dollar before they can purchase oil. We're not going to stand in the way of nations forming the BRICS nations concept and resurrection, where gold is their currency and they can pay for oil with gold. This is all by design. Biden's turning a blind eye to what will destroy this economy. Now, why is this important and how is this related? Well, at the 1943 Bretton Woods Conference, as the people could see, well, it won't be long and the U.S. will win the war. And so what will the world look like as it's totally destroyed from World War II? And then we'll come out the other side. Okay, how are things going to be conducted? And the U.S. was chosen, like China's been chosen, to be the, quote, world policeman. And they would have the superior economic system where all nations under the Bretton Woods Agreement would agree to what loosely became called the petrodollar agreement, where all nations had to buy the dollar before they could buy oil. Now, you're saying, well, Dave, how is that important? If your currency is not backed by anything and you carry any level of significant debt, it won't be long until your currency hyperinflates and is worthless and your society goes into total chaos. In other words, in Venezuela, at the height of this very process I'm describing, it was an adventure if you could get home from the grocery store without being harmed, robbed, murdered. And that's what we're facing here in America. Because as nations run from the petrodollar, there's no backing. And Biden is spending money like a drunken sailor. No, check that. He's spending money like the whole drunken Navy. This is absolutely insanity, what's going on. And most people just haven't connected these dots. But you got to ask yourself, okay, why does the United States have to be taken down? Why is Biden and his cohorts of Bolshevik communists and the Democratic Party and the Rhino crossovers, why are they in favor of all this? Well, number one, they're being supremely enriched by China. The politicians are being enriched by China. And let me digress for a minute to the Brager Report. This report has totally disappeared, but we're not going to let it. I'm going to keep referencing it because it's a report that has thousands of verifying affidavits and documents to the following. I've been saying for years that if we kept open borders, it wouldn't be long until this side of the border looked like south of the border because of cartel influence. It's a given. The Chinese control the vast majority of cartel activities. They even give them the means to manufacture the fentanyl that's killing 100,000 Americans a year. And by the way, if you have any doubt that Biden's against America, let me just put this one fact in your face. For each of the last 3 years, on an increasing scale, over 100,000 Americans have been killed by fentanyl. Yeah, they're drug dealers and they deserve it. How about when they take what they thought was Halloween candy, okay, or they go to black market pharmacies? Not that they're doing anything wrong other than bypassing the FDA, but these medications are laced. This is why you don't want to buy anything in Mexico. Now, these medications are laced in fentanyl. Now, you have over 300,000 Americans have been killed. Most of them are young males of fighting age. That's the Chinese motivation. Knowing you're going to fight a war, let's start to cut out the heart of your recruiting. That's probably around 200,000 potential soldiers in America that have been killed from Chinese cartel-sponsored fentanyl poisoning. This is an act of war against the United States. But what has Biden done? He calls for more open borders. He spent $355 billion on relocating immigrants, giving them Social Security cards and lining up jobs for them. And then the obvious factor here, too, as an aside, is how many of these people crossing the border are now foreign agents up to no good. Fifth column assassins, saboteurs. Is that who is being paid by the Biden administration, as I suspect, to conduct all of these derailments, toxic spills around the country? Is this a prelude for something much bigger? I said this 15 years ago. I said, if we do not change course about how we handle our border, we're going to wake up one day to a Tet Offensive. Now you say, well, Dave, what do you mean the Tet Offensive? Back in 1968, there was a Tet Lunar New Year ceasefire between the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, and their opponents, the Americans. So we thought we're going to get 3 days off from the war to celebrate religious holiday. The communists used that time to organize attacks on each provincial capital in South Vietnam. Now, it was no more than for public relations. And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, LBJ at the time, the president, was lying to the American people. We're winning the war. It won't be long until it's over. No, he was lying. And this exposed the lie. And the Tet Offensive was the major offensive which turned American opinion against the Vietnam War in large numbers. Well, we're going to have the same thing here, and I don't know if that's going to be their PR goal. Their PR goal is to take down American infrastructure, utilities. You're going to have power outages and so forth. You're going to have trouble with the grid like crazy. And you're saying, well, Dave, do you have any other info to show you? Yeah, let's go down to that aspect of it. I have two Border Patrol sources, and I don't even need them now because this information is circulated in the mainstream. One of the top groups being apprehended at the border are Chinese nationals. What are they doing, the side stroke across the Pacific, riding the waves in and land in Mexico so they can cross? But it's not just Mexico. They're also coming in through Canada. Illegal immigration along our northern border has increased over 850%. And do you know who else they're catching there? This is just mind-boggling when you say this. I was on John Moore's show, and we were talking about that. And they're catching Mexicans. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Why wouldn't you just walk north from Mexico and cross the border where no one's stopping you and they're going to give you free handouts and take you wherever you want? Why would you go to the trouble of going all the way into Canada and crossing that border? Unless you were a terrorist and you did not want to be apprehended because you might have terrorist devices. You might be smuggling in sarin gas or whatever agent they want to use. That's the only thing that makes any sense here. Drugs are going through unabated. We have all these drug seizures. It's a drop in the bucket compared to what's being transported across the nation. So why are Mexicans coming across the Canadian border? The only reason is because they're fifth column terrorists, and they're going to participate in America's revisiting of the Tet Offensive on American soil. That's what's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and you can take that to the solid bank. We're going to step away just for a second here because I want to talk to you about a product I think you're going to need. I mentioned grid down scenario here a second ago. And if that happens, I want to ask you a question. How are you going to get water? Your obvious answer would be, well, we're going to scavenge for the water. And I would say, okay, that's fine. You can scavenge for the water, but how do you know it's going to be drinkable? The Naval War College has said on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. So you're saying, well, I guess I need water purification. How familiar are you with that topic? I agree with you. You'll be able to scavenge pretty easy, whether it's lakes, streams, runoff, snow melt, whatever it would be, swimming pools in your neighborhoods. You're going to find water, but you just don't know if it's safe to drink. Well, I have this water filtration. How do you know it works? How does it compare to the competition? Exactly. Well, this is why we chose to represent the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. If you go to waterwithdave.com, you're going to find publication of the research where they compare their results to that of their major competitors. And they're number one, and it's not close. It's affordable. Now, the one thing about the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter people is they have limited production to keep costs down. They do not overproduce and keep stuff in a big warehouse. They don't want to do that. So I'm telling you, they will sell out. Every time they come out with a new release, they sell out. So you really need to move on this now. Now, I also want to give you a caveat. You need to have more than one. Things get lost, broken, stolen. And if you have to go to scavenge water any significant distance away from your home, well, you don't want to be making multiple trips because safety could be an issue in an environment like that. So you're going to probably want to have four or five of these, and different family members will go, and I'm sure it'll be like armed parties doing what they do. Well, this is how ugly it could get in America, and I'm just trying to get you to think ahead so you're not caught short. So I highly recommend you get more than one of these. So you go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Okay, now that we've established kind of a chain of custody here for what's happening, I'd like to go back to the East Palestine situation and knowing that these toxic chemicals that were leaked to the dioxide, for example, from the train, and that's in the weather pattern, and it's permeating crops. No one's testing, no one's looking, and the consumer public is totally unaware of the danger that lies ahead. And the nice thing for these people who would perpetrate such a plot, if this indeed is a false flag attack, is even if people were looking, it would take years to establish a cancer cluster. It's one thing to find the residue on the crops like they did in the Gulf oil spill in places like Memphis, Tennessee. It's quite another thing to say, okay, here it is, but you have no proof you can take into court that within 20 years, people are going to glow in the dark from the toxic substances they're consuming in the food supply. And the other thing is, too, is our food is mobile. We have the 3,000-mile salad. So it would be hard to establish a chain of custody from an event like this. Now, if you believe America is the victim of a depopulation plot, well, let me back up here. If you doubt that it is, let me answer the question this way. If you're going to take over the world, what nation do you have to get rid of? America. Why? It's too rich. If you want a Marxist totalitarian government where people live the life of serfs and you've used climate change as the excuse to impose this, nope, you can't use energy. Oh, we can, but we're only a few people in the ruling class, so therefore we can justify it, just like we fly our private polluting jets to the climate change conferences in Davos. So once they establish the fact that they can have rules for thee but not for me, and that you'll be the level of the serf, I'm hoping now it starts to make sense to you what's going on. Now, why does America have to be gone? Too rich, too powerful, and contains historic, idealistic beliefs in things like freedom of the press, freedom of religion, free speech, the right to own guns, to stand up to a tyrannical government, due process, laws you must follow. Well, if you want to establish a dictatorship based on the whim of the ruling leaders, you can't have a system like that. You have to get rid of it. And you certainly can't allow people to have guns, which why Biden is obsessed with inventing any unconstitutional practice that he thinks can get around the court rulings to begin to separate you from your weapons. Why? Because American people will defend themselves. We have 393 million guns in this country. We have 7 million vets of fighting age that won't be on board with this crap. This is a major problem for these people. So one, they have to disarm America. They have to deinstitutionalize the legal process. And if you've ever wondered, why does George Soros support DAs like Alvin Bragg and Kim Hunter and these kinds of people? Because they're destroying the rule of law in this country. I mean, Merrick Garland, he's doing his part as the attorney general. People like Sharona Bishop from Colorado, when she showed up to various school board meetings in Colorado and were teaching people how to protest against inappropriate curriculum, such as teaching first graders about oral sex, bringing in drag queens, ultimate perversions. You know what Merrick Garland did? He got his Gestapo marching crew from the FBI. They went to her Colorado mountain home, kicked in their door, entered without a warrant, put guns to the heads of their children, manhandled their teenage daughter on the stairs, threw them all on the ground at gunpoint, safeties off, seized all their electronics, and left an illegitimate warrant on the table as they vacated. And did you know that Merrick Garland, by the way, he has an interest in doing this with the school boards, where he's deinstitutionalizing the legal process, but he has a personal motive. His son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education, which owns things like CRT and the other objectionable educational indoctrinational practices that have entered our public schools. I say, wait a minute, isn't there a law against this? Yes, there is. Law says the DOJ is very clear on this. You may not enter into or participate in a case in which family members or friends are involved. Well, he's got the family members covered. I would say daughter and son-in-law cover this. So he's personally motivated, okay, for financial reasons, but he's also professionally motivated because he's part of the George Soros plot to basically deinstitutionalize the legal process in the United States. And we are going through a cultural Maoist revolution. What did Mao do when he started to take over China? Couldn't worship this, couldn't worship that, couldn't talk about this. This was now illegal. And it was everything to do to cut the heart out of the old Chinese culture, which was thousands of years old. Well, this is what we're going through in America today. If you're white, you're a racist. If you are straight, you're a problem. We don't want you to have children. In fact, actually, did you know the World Economic Forum came out 2 weeks ago and told white European nations and America that they needed to pass child limitation policies on child birthing and limit white families to one child per family? I covered that, it was probably about 3 weeks ago now. So this is the takedown of America. And it's all combined. Everything we've talked about here is one big plot to take America down. You poison the food supply. That's a long-term effect, right? You take away the guns. So as we take away your rights, you can't defend yourself. You destroy due process. Hey, if we come for you, there's no justice in court. You're going to the gulag. Just ask the J6 people. And oh, by the way, did you see the FBI announce yesterday that they're going to indict 1,000 more people for J6 for incitement? Okay, I have one for you. It's a four-letter word. Ray Epps. Epps. Oh, no, that's right. He's working for you because the federal government engaged in entrapment. You're saying, entrapment? Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you have federal agents like Epps, and he was even called out as being a Fed by people he was encouraging to cross the boundaries and go into the White House. They chanted Fed, Fed, Fed. We've all seen that on the news clips on Tucker Carlson. But we had several federal agents encouraging people to go into the Capitol. We saw many of them, like the dressed up weirdo guy with a weird outfit that's now serving 4 years. He was praying with the Capitol Police. They weren't trying to remove him from the property. The worst he's guilty of is second degree trespass. And the facilitators and accomplices were wearing Capitol Police uniforms. But, oh, they had to withhold the evidence. See, there's the breakdown of the legal society again. This is called entrapment. And these people had gone to jail. They didn't have access to exculpatory evidence. Every member of the J6 Commission should be in prison right now because it is a crime to withhold exculpatory evidence. I think it's a 10-year fine and or 10-year sentence and a huge fine. I think it's a couple hundred thousand dollars. Liz Cheney should be in stripes and be behind bars right now. Adam Kinzinger should be the same thing as the leader of this group. Nancy Pelosi should also be in jail. They withheld exculpatory evidence. But see, this is the deculturalization of America. The legal process doesn't work. It's rules for thee, but not for me. And this is exactly what's going on today in America. So we're being poisoned. We're having our rights taken away. Even the Navy Secretary said the following: we have to decide if we're going to defend Ukraine or the U.S. We can't even defend ourselves. Yet China's telling us they're coming for us. Their actions say it. Russia's saying they're going to attack us. Latin America will one day rise up with China, and they will launch a Red Dawn invasion against us. And where will our weapons be? Well, they'll be over in Ukraine, and even if they weren't, how many of our troops are now so woke they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag? It's a good question, isn't it? Now, it's one thing to be a Bolshevik communist. It's another thing to be able to hang on to power if you're a Bolshevik communist. And how did they do this? And I'm going to return to my brief mention of the Brager Report here. They did it by releasing COVID. And now you even have federal agencies admitting, oh, it came out of China, it was a leak. Okay, but they stopped short of telling you what the purpose was. What happened when COVID came to America? Election laws changed. You could now take in 100 ballots and turn them in. You could also drive to your unsecured, unsupervised ballot box and stuff it with tens of thousands of ballots from several people operating as Democratic operatives. Everyone needs to see the movie 2000 Mules, produced by Dinesh D'Souza. He right there says the ballot boxes were enough to steal the election. And I really find that interesting because he's right. And his burden of proof he imposed on himself was so high, there's no question that that was a valid conclusion. So these election laws led to the stealing of an election. Remember, Trump took us out of the Paris Climate Accord, right? We're not going to do that. That's going to wreck our economy. He broke off relations with the World Health Organization. Now, Biden has an agreement coming online this week that basically says if we declare there's a pandemic, the World Health Organization gets to run our country. That means your constitution is totally gone. We're handed off to a foreign entity that will exploit this country and basically have the right to quarantine, or should I say imprison, anyone who's not on board with the status quo. That's what's happening here, folks. Now, if you look at the local levels now of what's happening, you've got people coming into this country, cartel, and for years they have set up phony money laundering operations. Now, it's not the old standard, we want to build a restaurant and we'll claim more profits than we actually get. What they're doing it is through real estate. And I uncovered such a plot 2 years ago in Arizona, almost 2 years ago, where a realtor had discovered this, passed the information on to me, had pulled the financials. And the county clerk and recorder of this county was a George Soros operative. They passed it along to the guilty party. And this person and her boyfriend were assassinated nearly fatally. The boyfriend was shot. This case is being adjudicated right now as we speak on the lesser of all charges because the authorities are on the side of the cartel. Now, what the cartel do, according to the Brager Report that was offered to the Arizona State Legislature, the Brager Report says that the cartel set up these money laundering operations, skim off excess profits. They claim the governor of Arizona, I call her Governor Hobbit, Katie Hobbs, she's received $500,000. The Secretary of State's already a cartel operative. Say, Dave, that's quite a charge. Well, let's see. It was, what was it, 14 years ago? He represented the cartel members from Mexico that murdered Border Patrol agent Brian Terry in Fast and Furious, the guns that Obama was sending to Mexican cartels. And then there's more following that. That's our Secretary of State, Adrian Fontes. And they stole the election from Kerry Lake. And I won't go into all that detail right now, but what happened when COVID came here and you had the change in the election laws, they were able to facilitate the theft of elections enough to make a difference in a presidential race. I don't believe Biden got 40% of the vote. Some people say he didn't get 30% of the vote. But when you have Dominion voting machines and the votes are counted in China, we've done shows on our TV network about this with ex-Intel people, and they showed how it was done. And then you have the ballot stuffing, the ballot harvesting. This is how you steal elections. I want you to hear me and hear me clearly. There will never be another free election in America with the existing rules that are in effect. Every election can be stolen, and stolen easily. In fact, they don't even need Democrats to do it anymore. the people that stole the election in Maricopa County, okay, were Rhino Republicans. They had actually taken out a political action campaign group, and they funded a move towards getting rid of America First candidates like Carrie Lake, the governor candidate for Arizona in the 2022 election. And what they did is they used their authority as Rhino Republicans in charge of the Board of Supervisors to shut down 60% of the voting machines that were independent of each other at the opening of voting. And basically, they disenfranchised in Maricopa County alone 200,000 voters. So the Rhino Republicans are on board, too. This is all part of the plot to take down America. Mitch McConnell is part of this plot. He's married to a woman. Her name is Chu. And her parents control the six major ports in China. And for his phony baloney adventure that he lets on his financial disclosures as a senator, he says he makes $25 million a year with legitimate business practices with this group. So you're telling me the minority leader of the Senate is sanctioned by China to do business in China and make over $25 million a year, and there's nothing wrong with that. A nation that's threatening to take Taiwan, to attack America, and that's the head of our Senate. He turned around, McConnell did, and he destroyed the candidacy of eight GOP Republicans in the 2022 midterms. J.D. Vance survived and won in Ohio, but Blake Masters, like here in Arizona, and five others failed. He achieved his goal by helping China. The head of the Republican National Committee is, her name is Rhonda McDaniel. She is a Romney. Do I need to say any more? How about Burisma, Romney, Ukraine, all that crap that went on? Romney? Yeah, this is a Romney. And she, too, pulled key funding from important races in the 2022 election of America First candidates. So you've got rhinos siding with the Democrats to take out America First candidates. And if you doubt that, there's a public agreement. It's been talked about in the mainstream media where Chuck Schumer, Democratic head of the Senate, and Mitch McConnell reached an agreement to collaborate on getting rid of America First candidates. They are all part of the plot. They get paid by the people that want one world government. They get paid handsomely to betray their country. And we have abject treason going on across the board. See, I've thrown a lot of dots up on the wall. Are you connecting any of this yet? Right? The political parties are absconded with. The economy is intentionally being wrecked. We're destroying our ability to defend ourselves. We've weakened the military through woke nonsense policies. Do you think that they're having transgender surgeries in the Chinese army? Does anyone think that's happening? God bless you if you do. But you're woefully ignorant. We, like I said, I don't think we could fight our way out of a wet paper blanket. There are good soldiers. There are good leaders in our military, but they're being controlled by people that are wimpifying the process. We are in very, very deep trouble as a nation. And this is why I want to leave you with this. In something from the University of Hawaii, called the Democide Project, they studied genocides from the 20th century. And the first thing they wanted to know, what kills more people? Is it death by your own government, or is it death by a major military conflict? And they found overwhelmingly governments kill their people at a far higher rate than do wars. And then they wanted to see, well, what factors in common in a multifactorial analysis, what factors in common do these nations who commit genocide against their people have in common? And the number one commonality was what? I'll pause for effect for a second. I wish the theme for Jeopardy was playing here, folks, because this is really important. What do you think that number one factor was? That number one factor was gun confiscation. The people allowed themselves to be disarmed. And this is a move all across the Western democracies, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, all, they're called the Canic Nations, but all of these people have been disarmed. In the 20th century, 16 nations were disarmed before the 16 genocidal practices. And this is what Biden is trying to do to you. Whether it's the pistol brace, which is a gun confiscation, whether it's red flag laws, it really doesn't matter the means. If they choose to come after your guns, and they do it forcefully, and I believe they'll use an independent body to do that. Let's say we have a pandemic, okay, and there's lots of evidence one's on the horizon, and they bring in UN peacekeeping troops to help because the pandemic's so bad. They'll be the ones that'll take your guns. A lot of these troops could be Chinese. I've written a lot about this at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And all you have to do is look at regulations from Health and Human Services. It's called HHS, EFS 8 through 14. And it's done in conjunction with the UN in its quarantine rules. Taking people to camps for some unspecified health threat. And here's what's interesting. There were 17 bodies from our nation that were working in combination with this. Not one of them was a health organization. No CDC, no NIH, FBI, DHS, all law enforcement. These are extermination camps, in my opinion. They want to reduce the population. And I've given you 6 different ways so far today how this is happening. But I think the number one way they're going to do it is through nuclear war. Ex-Prime Minister Bennett, the predecessor to Netanyahu's return to power, had a ceasefire arranged between Russia and Zelensky. And Biden stepped in and told Zelensky, better hope it works because we're done helping you if it doesn't. So choosing survival over compromise, Zelensky stayed with the conflict. It's happened twice. Biden has stopped this. He is an agent for the destruction of America. And if you look at it right now, we already know he did business with China. Congress has the records. Representative Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee, has been on TV and has shown these records. He's been paid by China to betray America. It's that simple. Any other time in our history right now, Biden might be facing execution, you know, from the laws that govern what you do with traitors. Personally, I just say put him away in the old age home and let dementia take care of him. Because that's what he has. And is he making these decisions? No. Well, who's the real puppeteer behind the scenes? It's Obama and Susan Rice. It's so clear. And it's interesting. Obama did all these policies, and I covered some of them in a previous monologue on this, like Executive Order 13603. Obama did all these, and they were designed for Clinton to come in and be the hatchet man against America, although she didn't get elected. So now Obama is getting to enact his own policies through Joe Biden's administration. And folks, they're just getting warmed up. Nuclear war is a big choke point. Also a new pandemic. And I've been told by my sources that they already have the vaccines ready for the next pandemic, which is going to be more deadly. It's more of a Marburg's designed Ebola / combination with smallpox. And I'm putting this out here for posterity's sake because we'll see how right I am. So I'm telling you, I am right. So you got the cartels controlling American politicians through payoffs from overpriced real estate with money laundering operations. You have a compromise of our society. You have a pandemic ready to be unleashed. You have the poisoning of America through East Palestine and what's going on there. And it's also affecting the food supply. I could go on and on and on, but you've heard a lot of it here. And to be honest with you, people say, Dave, is there anything else? I probably only covered about 20% of the actions that are being taken by this administration that are designed to reduce the population and destroy America as a nation. You know, I forgot to mention in that series sentence, the fentanyl. And if you want proof that Biden is against America, why wouldn't he at least stand up for the young Americans that are dying? It's the number one leading cause of death across America. In Arizona, fentanyl poisoning is the number one cause of death for all ages. They disguise it as Halloween candy, Valentine's candy. This is a direct attack upon America, and Biden is purposely leaving the border open for this. And do you think it's a question of coincidence that the cartels are helping support Chinese nationals across both borders? Of course not. Of course not. But if you played this to people who don't regularly follow this topic, I would sound like a man who had a mental health problem and I should be checked into the nearest facility for treatment. But if you've been following this at all, you're going to say, Dave connected some of the dots today. It is your job to go out and connect the dots for the average people and do it on a lower level. I did it on a level today. You have to have pretty good working knowledge about what's already happening. But I'm going to say to you very clearly that if we don't wake up America and reach critical mass in a year from now, most of us aren't going to be here to talk about it. And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. I regret to tell you that. But if you have alternative theories to refute what I'm saying, write to me. I'll read them on the air. If they're coherent and make sense, I'll read them on the air. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show today. I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And again, this is a digital format, both with radio and podcast. I would encourage you to, one, get prepped, but two, share these contents like crazy. And in the words of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, train, prep, and pray. Okay? Get into the Word. Let Jesus guide your actions, because that is our only hope at this point. We'll see you back here next time. Take care.